Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche without even being a cliche. Without you, there's no me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they got him. What am I talking about? The mass shooting in Philadelphia with the high school students. And my previous podcast, I said they was a certain age, and I knew they was a certain age. I knew they wasn't in their 20s. And I just knew it. And it's sad. It's very sad to watch these two 18-year-old kids, man. Two teenagers, literally, throw their life away. Behind what? I would love to know the motive of this shoot. And I bet you it had something to do. And I'm not even going to say a girl. Because most times back in the day when I was growing up, if we got in a fight, 9 times out of 10, it was behind a girl. Today, I don't know if these kids fighting over girls. I'm going to limb and say more of social media. And I could be wrong. But these kids and their emotions today is just not a good thing. And two 18-year-old kids. Kids. And you know they're going to make an example of them. What choice do they have? See, that's what hurt me the most behind this. Because they have to make, and they have to make and set an example out of these two. And that's what they're thinking. Because they're going to send a message. You don't do this in our city. You know, and the more I think about it, because, you know, I was young once. I can't lie. I was young once. But I can't say at 18, I was running around doing a drive-by shooting at high school students. So evidently they had beef with one of them. But my thing is, though, I shot a lot of people, man. Y'all didn't care. Didn't care who you hit. God forbid y'all didn't kill anyone. Because y'all killed someone. We got to do better, I think, when it comes to these kids having an outlet or something to do. Because it can't be violence, man. It just can't be. Go grab a gun if you got an issue with someone and go kill that person. Or go shoot 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people. Why? Because I know y'all sending y'all jail cell right now wondering, what did I do? Yeah, too late to think about your actions. Now you should have thought about your action before you pull the trigger. But that's the problem when you're young. You have a tendency of making emotional decisions, not rational decisions, when you are young. And I promise you, everything those two kids did, it was all predicated off of emotions. And I could be wrong. I swear for God, I could be wrong. But I don't think I am. I have been young. I was that age. And was I like them at that age? Yes and no. I was in the streets, but I wasn't trying to kill anyone either. I was a drug dealer. And I ended up going to prison. They were 18. I ended up going to prison a year later. But it's not about me. It's about them. So I understand. I get it. I got it. But I promise you, when I was 18, I wasn't going up to the bus stop or waiting on kids to load a bus and just dumping shots, man. Dumping shots. Like, and we grew up fighting. I'm not a fight. Win, lose, or draw, I'm not a fight. And my mother and father always told me, don't matter if you win the fight, just always fight back. Because if you don't fight back, I'm going to fuck you up. That's what my mom used to say to me. So in my mind, you got to understand, my parents was the two baddest motherfuckers in my lifetime. So when mama say, I'm going to fuck you up, I always thought about, well, shit, what's she going to tell daddy then? So I got to fight. Win, lose, or draw, I got to fight. So that's how it was for me. But these kids today, fighting is out of the wonder. They can't handle an ass whooping. And to be honest with you, social media has really played a big part what I think, and I could be wrong, but I don't think kids want to fight because of social media. Think about it. Just think about it for a second. When I was growing up, but let's say if I got in a fight at high school, I really didn't have to worry about nobody recording it, posting it on Facebook, Instagram, or, you know, I really didn't have to worry about that. So you could deal with your emotions eternally, and you ain't had to worry about the world knowing that you got your ass whooped. Now, these days, it's different. Man, somebody get in a fight, before they try to break it up, they pull their phone out. So there is no breaking it up. So if you getting mopped the fuck up, you just getting mopped the fuck up, and they probably be going live as you getting mopped up. So you got to think, a lot of those things do have, you know, it can have an effect on someone mental. And it really can. Because think about it, somebody say something about you right now, and I don't give a damn, but you got some people that words still bother them. Words don't bother me, but words still bother them. So, yeah, I digress. But let's get back to the situation. I just hope these youngins learned the lesson. I hope they learn a lesson. Like, and number one, the lesson was you should have thought before you act. Because, I mean, and one kid turned themselves in. So I know that came from his parents. Either his mother, his father, grandmother, aunt, somebody. Somebody told him, you're turning yourself in. I'll be goddamn you standing in my house with this shit here. And you did it, you know. That was the right thing to do. Like, it's the right thing to do, man. You got to heal the community, man. Because you got people going, you got kids going to school. And these guys shooting up right at high school. So, again, they're going to make an example out of you two. And I can't foresee you guys coming home anytime soon. Because they got to make an example. Yes, they could probably give y'all 30, 40 years because it's a Commonwealth state and they going to suspend the time. So true. But, boy, y'all got hell to pay, man. Y'all just got hell to pay. And all behind what? I really would love to know. Was it a girl? Who knows? But like I said, today's youngins, with all the social media activity that we didn't have, it's hard to say what it really is. It's really hard to say. Because like I say, man, these kids is growing up in a whole different world than what we grew up in. I didn't grow up with social media. I don't know about the audience, but I did. And I think it makes a difference. And I could be wrong, but I don't think I am, but I could be. But again, this can't be how we handle problems or when we have issues. Like in the black community, in all kind of communities, I just can't say the black community. We just need to communicate better. Like, there's nothing wrong with talking. Because talking saves bullets. Talking saves lives. And talking keep your ass out of jail. Keep you from heading to prison. Communicate, please. Because, man, these two boys, 18, they changed their life for forever. Because I know they made an emotional decision. And I wonder what kind of influence that they have. Outside of they had to be on some kind of drug. You just more doing that sober-minded. So, again, it's sad. But by them turning themselves in and one getting arrested, it's the right thing. It's just the right thing. And if anybody else was with them, you know me, you need to go ahead, you know, bite the bullet too and go ahead and turn yourself on in. Because they're going to tell on you. If there was another shooter, or there was a driver, the driver or another shooter, go ahead and turn yourself in. Because trust me, the boy that turned himself in, he's the one doing all the telling. Excuse me, I had to get some drink real quick. But to all the new people, thank you. I really appreciate it. I love y'all, and y'all know how I'm doing it. I'm doing it like it's 1999. Like I'm slinging mixtapes out the back of my trunk. If you like what you hear, share it. Share the podcast. Spread the word. Tell people about me. Because again, like I said, it might sound like a cliche, but I promise you, it's not. Because without you, there really is no me. I can't do it without you. Thank you. Y'all have a good day/night, whatever time you're listening to it. All righty, I'm out.